Good morning. Today we have a special day. We have a baby shower to attend. Are there any other announcements that anyone has today? Oh, okay, Callie.
You betcha. I've got an announcement. So on page 7 of your bulletin, at the very bottom is about the pastor's office renovation. I included a bit of a timeline there. We do need a couple more strong people for the demolition team because we're getting, get your foot in there and do it. it's because we're going to take the desk out. If anybody would like to have the desk themselves, go ahead and take some measurements, see if it'll fit where you would like to put it, and we can haul it to your house. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and donate it. Just a couple more people. Two stronger people will be helpful for that. And then we do need a cleaning team for after demolition. So somebody who really likes to get all the dust and stuff up and out and kind of prep the area for the next phase. So. And as you can see, I'm trying to get this done within 3 days' time. Again, if baby comes early, this timeline could change. So we just have to get it done in the 2 weeks that Pastor takes for when baby comes. So talk to myself or talk to Brian, and we can get you going where you'd like to be.
The project also involves tearing up the carpet as well, so... If anybody needs a piece of purple carpet, why don't you come and get it? You want to do that now? Go ahead.
Sure.
Okay, this announcement is for men, but not only, it's for the ladies. There's been a change in our breakfast for Saturday breakfast, and it will be held in Albany on February 2nd, and our host will be Pastor Larry Oliver. So this is kind of a change. Essentially, I believe Pastor Lucky sent out to all the circuit pastors an invitation to meet at Emmanuel Albany on February 2nd at 9:00. And we'll have breakfast and then there'll be a Bible study. So one of the things you might want to consider, a carpooling, hopefully there'll be quite a few coming. And I'm going to be sending an announcement out to our men, but I think Ann would like to have an egg count like I generally go for, so if you could notify me and then I'll notify Ann regarding how many people she might expect from Peace, and hopefully a lot. Generally we have 15 or 16 and maybe there might be more, we hope so. From that standpoint, John Filbert has already offered do a carpool, and there's room for two more in his vehicle. So with that, don't forget the 2nd, probably around, I don't know, it takes a half hour to get over to, you drive that a lot, so yeah, around 8:30 or so. Thank you, Bob. Right.
Thank you, Oscar. One last thing, I want to recognize the Beelmans. I think Brian and Cade are here. They're sitting up back in the corner there. They have been attending for the last month or so, and now Brian graduated from Oregon State, got a job in Bend, Oregon for a IT specialist job there. So we are disappointed that we had such a short time with you here, but we're really pleased that you were able to get a job and move on. So. Congratulations, and sorry we missed Corrine too. If there are no other announcements, do I see anybody? I'm going to reintroduce you to Larry Oliver. He's the new pastor at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. So,
looks like the choir sings first.
I didn't have the bulletin. I did. Yeah. We sing the. Okay.